You know, Ty, one of the nice things about pulling double duty is you can arrange for enough singers so that you don't have to have a long invitation. I want us to think real quick. Of course, hopefully everyone knows how much I do enjoy singing, and it has been a pleasure to help to arrange for the singing this evening. And I want to keep on that theme, and I want us to think real quick about some of the songs that we have been able to sing and lift up our voices and singing and praising God. And I will tell you that I did not arrange for any of these songs to be said. But one of the common themes, Andrew led us in Jesus, draw me ever nearer, and I am thine, O Lord, which talks about how near we want God to be with us. And we do want God to be with us and to draw us towards him. And led us in a couple of songs about abiding. Abide with me in heavenly love, abiding. And again, that same thing. We want to abide with Jesus. We want to abide with God. We want him to draw us close to him. And Matt led us, and I will call upon the Lord, and Jesus hold my hand. Followed quickly by Seth, who led us in the hollow of God's hand. Again, we want God to hold us. We want to be with God. And then God's awesome power. Philip led us in two great songs that I don't believe I've ever sung before about here is love and I can't read my own writing. Yes. And finally, we ended with Paradise Valley. Why do we sing? Why do we lift up our hearts and our minds to God? Oh, the quick and easy answer would come from possibly Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20, where it says, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord and Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. The number of times in the Bible where it either commands us to sing, references singing, or references people who are singing, or lifting up our hearts and songs to God, is second to probably only commandments of loving God and the feelings that we should have towards him and that he has towards us. Throughout the Bible, in Colossians 3:16, for instance, it says, let the work of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts. And James 5:13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. And 1 Corinthians 14:15, what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. And I could go on and on and think about the number of psalms that talk about singing and praising God, lifting up our hearts to praise. In Revelations, they sing a new song of Moses and the Lamb. So again, I ask the question, why do we sing? Obviously, it's very easy to say it's because it's commanded. But there's a lot of reasons behind that command. And I want us to think about the feelings that singing invoke. Does joy come first? Or does singing for joy bring joy to our hearts while we sing? Does thankfulness and gratitude come first? Or does singing promote a thankful heart? Do we praise God first? Or does singing songs of praise to God help focus our minds on God and the praise that he is due? Now, oftentimes, yes, I am joyful first and sing because of that joy. But oftentimes, it's the singing in joyful noise to God that brings my heart up. We often do have those feelings first, but many times it's through song and praising God that we remember him and the joy that he brings. So the question I'm going to ask tonight is not why do we sing, but number 396 says, how can I keep from singing? And I want to talk about this song real quick. The words in this song, I've This was written in the 1800s. And I just want to go through them real quick and give a little bit of an interpretation, maybe in something that we would understand a little bit better today. In verse 1, it says, "My life flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation." So my life flows above the grief and sorrows of this life, the lamentations of this world. And what keeps me above earth's griefs and the earth's sorrows? It's singing, it's song, it's a focus on God. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Heaven is calling for us. It's real, but it's not yet for us to use. We still have work here to do. The next line. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. Through all of life's hardships, we look to a rest in heaven, where one day we will sing glories to God in his presence. The next line. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? With music that we hear in heaven, how can we contain it? We can't. We let it freely fly through our music. And second verse, what through the tempest loudly roars, my Lord, the Lord, my Savior liveth. So what message is conveyed in the music that we hear? It's that Jesus is alive today. And the next line, and through the darkness round me close, songs in the night he giveth. He gives us strength in the worst of times. When the dark thoughts and temptations of the world close in about us, he is there. The next line, no storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. When we cling to the knowledge of who Jesus is, our Savior, then no storm in this world, no hardship that we face can shake the calm and scare us from our purpose. And the next line, since Christ is Lord in heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? It is this rock that we just talked about, Christ, alive today, and being Lord of heaven and earth, that allows us to sing and worship him. Verse 3, when tyrants tremble in their fear and hear their death knell ringing, when friends rejoice, both far and near, how can I keep from singing? One day, at the end of our lives, we must all face our mortality. Even the world's most powerful, evil people are going to fear a righteous and just God. But we will sing. Next line, in prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing? When we have friends who are going through trials and tribulations, we will sing for them. When we ourselves are in distress, we will sing. When good is called evil and evil is called good, when we are shamed for our faith in God but press on fighting the fight of truth, that is when we will sing. So I ask you tonight, when will you sing? Tonight we got to sing wonderful messages of joy, of praise to God, of asking him to be close to us and us close to him. Perhaps tonight you realize that you're not close to God, that you need to obey his word, that you need to become his child and draw close to him. Or perhaps you are a child of God and realize that you've gone astray and you need the prayers of your brothers and sisters in Christ to draw once more close to him. If you have any need, we ask you, come and as we stand and as we sing.